I first encountered Anika Noni Rose a decade ago, acting and singing wonderfully in Tony Kushner's Caroline or Change. But probably more people these days know her voice than her face. Because in 2009, she was Princess Tiana in The Princess and the Frog, the first major role for a black actress in an animated Disney film. Now, she's starring in a new movie, Half of a Yellow Sun, based on the novel about the Nigerian Civil War by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. And she's up for a Tony next weekend for her role in the current Broadway revival of A Raisin in the Sun. She plays Benita, an ambitious undergraduate who's wanted to be a doctor ever since she saw a neighborhood kid fall and split open his head.
The ambulance came, and they took him to the hospital, and they fixed up the broken bones and they sewed it all up. And the next time I saw Rufus, he just had a little line down the middle of his face. I never got over that.
What?
That was what one human being could do for another. Fix him up. You know, sew up the problem, make him all right again. That was the most marvelous thing in the world, and I wanted to do that.
You know, Lorraine Hansberry was a genius. She wrote this play at 28 years old. And, you know, you think, what were we doing at 28 years old?
Not that.
Not that. You know, and she was so far ahead of her time. And Benita is really an expression of Lorraine.
Like, for instance, what?
Well, when she talks about not believing in God. Lorraine Hansberry did not believe in God, but what she did have was a very strong respect for people who did believe in God and for how religion allowed people to get through the worst of times.
There is a brilliant moment among many when she steps out of her room in traditional Nigerian dress, or what she imagines, I guess, mm-hmm. is traditional Nigerian robes, including a bright headscarf, and you dance. Is Benita expressing her true self? Is it a political statement, or is she a girl sort of in love with a boy?
I think she's a girl in love with a boy. I think she's a girl falling in love with another culture and another piece of herself that she wasn't necessarily aware of. And yet you see in the dance that she is still that little girl, and you see a freedom within her. You get to really see her have fun within that moment.
Benita, the character you play, is 20. And on my way out of the theater, being just amazed and impressed by her performance, I Googled you and was astounded to find that you are not 20.
20.
Not by quite a bit.
If I didn't have this makeup on and I just walked in here quietly.
You'd look 70. No.
I would look 75. Now, I would, you know, you wouldn't know. And that's, you know, partially the gift of my parents. But also, you know, I don't think I've ever released that person. I don't think I've ever released that 5-year-old stepping off the bus to go to kindergarten in my orange and pink dress with matching bloomers. I know that person.
Yeah. Well, it just that in and of itself to me, even beyond, whoa, she can act really well. That was an astounding, quantifiable measure of your talent.
Thank you.
As a kid in the 1980s, let's say, when did you decide acting was the thing you wanted to do?
Oh, I was late. I did a musical in my high school. I mean, we didn't even have an arts program. Somebody came in and directed a musical, and I was on stage, and I said, oh, my, this is it. I stopped doing everything else. I stopped running track. I stopped playing instruments, everything.
Huh.
Screech! This is it. Nothing has felt like this. You know, I'd have friends who were like, yes, and I was in ballet from 18 months, and I just wasn't that person. I didn't want to even be looked at. Even after that performance, like, my mom would try to get me to perform for her friends. They sing for so-and-so, and I was like, absolutely not. I would have to turn around. They'd have to be in another room. Like, I couldn't stand being watched.
Really? It sounds like you're in the wrong job then.
I've managed to work on through.
I first encountered you playing another rebellious young woman in Tony Kushner's Caroline or Change, for which you won a Tony Award. I want to play a clip from the end of that show.
I'm the daughter of a maid in her uniform, crisp and clean. Nothing can ever make me afraid. You can't hold hold on, you nightmare men. Your time is past, now on your way. Get gone and never come again. For change comes fast and change comes slow. But everything changes, and you got to go. Shout, shout, devil on out.
That is Anika Noni Rhodes once more proving her extraordinary range of abilities in the non-musical Carolina Change. You were in that play from the beginning when it was being developed out of nothing in workshops and being endlessly revised, as Tony Kushner tends to do with everything he writes. When you got to Tony in your acceptance speech, you said you'd worked on it for 3 years without getting paid a dime.
Well, we got a dime.
Okay,
but probably about a dime. Quarter.
Yeah. And did you just know, okay, this is the guy who did Angels in America. I like this piece. I'm just going to stick to it, even though it's not doesn't make financial sense.
I have to say that I'm in love with Tony Kushner. I love him. I love his brain. I love the way he sees people. I love the fact that he is smarter than any person in a room at any given time, but he never makes you feel that way. And he writes amazing women. And I knew once we started that I was going to take that as far as I could take it.
You just signed on for the duration.
I just was there for the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were starting out, you went to school, you were a trained actor, you moved to New York. What was your picture of success?
Having moved to New York after grad school, my goal was to take Broadway by storm. That's what I wanted to do.
Musical theater? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. I just wanted to be on stage, and I love being on stage, and I love doing musicals. But I wanted to do film, and I wanted to do theater, and I wanted to do
From Justin to Kelly, American Idol movie.
Of course you know that was my goal.
No. Yes.
You know, but I
thought you were in a feature film, which was, in its way, a big movie at the time.
It was not a big movie.
Okay, I'm being generous.
Yes. But it did pay off a student loan.
Well, that's all that
counts. So there is that.
But since that movie, you've been in films, truly big films like Dreamgirls and For Color Girls. And right now, you are in Half of a Yellow Sun, which takes place during the Nigerian Civil War. Talk about your role in this new movie.
I play a character named Kainene. I think she's an amazing woman. She's extraordinarily smart and strong, and she's a survivor, and a woman in war, which is a time where I think women are more vulnerable than any other time. From the rape of the Sabine women on, we are always the commodity. We are always something with which to trade, as we are looking at now with
Boko Haram
in Nigeria. And the bottom line is that women are once again the pawn.
Yep.
But Kainene is somebody who is not willing to be the pawn.
Right.
And she finds a way to be on top and to make sure that she survives and that her family survives. She is the one to make it happen in spite of all of these men around who are pontificating. She is quietly making things work.
You've also have this sub-career as an actor in animation.
Yes.
You are now known to all children as Princess Tiana in
yes.
Disney's The Princess and the Frog, and known to other people in addition as on The Simpsons as as Grandpa Simpson's songwriting partner and long-lost love,
yes.
Rita LaFleur, and I want to play a little bit of her.
Rita, you look dynamite.
And you look like you could use a good ironing, but I still love you. Take a seat. Yeah.
I get a jonesin' in my bones when you strut across the room. Yeah, my liver starts to quiver, my intestines go boom. But tell the undertaker I ain't ready for no tomb. You're the penny in my loafers, the egg in my cream. Yeah, you knock me out, then you're the girl of my dreams.
So, playing an old woman, playing a young woman, That must have been fun.
It was so much fun. They really just let you off the leash in that room. They're like, just do what you want to do. So, I felt like she was this chanteuse from a different time. So I thought, absolutely, she'd say, yeah, at the end of things, because that's your junior song. Yeah. I love voiceover work. I can tell you that was the thing that I first wanted to do. And I was a kid, so I didn't even think of it as acting. I just knew I wanted to be in a Disney film.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So that's been checked off your bucket list?
It's checked, but I'm not finished. I'm not finished. I'd like to do some things that are even less iconic, that I can be a complete idiot while I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. I want to be a leaf on a tree that's about to fall because the seasons are changing. Yeah. What does that mean? She's petrified all the time. She's like, hold it out like this because I don't want to go. You know?
Very good.
I want to do things like that.
Are there particular roles? I mean, obviously, you want to do everything. You want to do it all. But are there particular, I would love to do that kind of character that nobody's asked me to, or this kind of character?
I want to be a superhero or a villain. I'll take out of town. I'm not mad about that.
Yeah. You would like to be in one of those big green screen movies?
Oh, my
God,
yes. I want to fly and, like, bite somebody in the neck and then kick somebody else. Yeah, I do. That my mom said when I was little, I was about 2, she says, you know, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? 2 to 5. I said I wanted to be a veterinarian and a superhero. We got to check veterinarian off because I'm bad at math and I'll kill your animal by accident with the drug. but I still have room in my heart for the superhero or supervillain. I have always found that to be just ridiculously fun looking.
So when you're in Batman 12, you'll come back and talk to me again.
Absolutely.
Anikanoni Rose, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anikanoni Rose is starring on Broadway right now in A Raisin in the Sun. And watch the Tonys on June 8th. She is up for one.
That was fun.